From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. For the first time in more than three decades, America's Social Security recipients won't see an increase in their Social Security checks next year. President Obama is proposing to step in with help, and a bipartisan group of lawmakers is behind him. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
Since 1975, Social Security benefits have increased every year in order to keep up with the cost of living. But this year, the cost of living, as calculated by the Labor Department, actually fell somewhat, so there won't be any cost of living adjustment, or COLA, in Social Security benefits next year. That word just became official when the Labor Department released its estimate of inflation, but Social Security Commissioner Michael Astru says the fact that prices have been flat or falling is no surprise.
This has been known as likely for a while. The trustees were very clear in our annual report in the spring that seniors shouldn't expect a COLA this year and probably not next year.
In lieu of a cost of living increase, President Obama is calling for a one-time payment next year of $250. He has not said where the money for that would come from. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
In another sign today that job losses may be slowing down, the Labor Department reports fewer Americans filed for first-time unemployment benefits last week. 10,000 fewer people filed new jobless claims from the week before. And the total number of people on unemployment fell to the lowest level since March. Still, Wisconsin, Missouri, Texas, and Washington had increases in state claims. For the first time in more than three decades, America's Social Security recipients... Sorry, that's the wrong story. President Obama today made his first trip to New Orleans as president and pledged his full support for the city's ongoing efforts to recover from Hurricane Katrina. NPR's Don Gagne reports from New Orleans.
The president's motorcade rolled through the lower Ninth Ward, where abandoned and damaged houses are everyday reminders of the flood that roared through in 2005. Mr. Obama met with 4th through 10th graders at a charter school that was the first to be rebuilt after the storm. Later, he held a town hall meeting where he took questions from frustrated residents and where he made this promise.
We are committed to making sure that a disaster like Katrina does not happen again. And that means in Washington, a focus on competence and accountability.
Still, people here ask the president why there's still so much red tape when it comes to getting federal help. Mr. Obama said he's working on streamlining the process, but warned it can't be fixed overnight. Don Gagne, NPR News, New Orleans.
On Wall Street today, the Dow closed up 47 points at 10,062. The Nasdaq gained 1 point, close at 2,173. The S&P was up 4. This is NPR News. The 6-year-old Colorado boy that was believed to have been carried aloft in his parents' homemade helium balloon this afternoon is safe on the ground and had been all along in an attic at his home. Larimer County Sheriff Jim Aldedan.
This is not the first time when we've been involved in searching for some child. And once the child realizes people are looking for him, they hide because they're afraid they're going to get in trouble.
The balloon landed some 2 hours after it took off in a field without the boy. Authorities searched for him frantically, with much of the nation watching on TV and online. A New York state senator has been acquitted of assaulting his girlfriend. Had he been convicted, Democrats would lose control of the state Senate. NPR's Robert Smith has details.
New Yorkers have been mesmerized by the political and personal drama of Hiram Montserrat. The Democrat became famous this summer when he defected to the Republican side of the New York State Senate and helped start a political crisis in the state. Although he returned to the Democrats, he faced removal from the body after he was charged with assaulting his girlfriend. Montserrat claimed that he accidentally slashed her face with a water glass. A judge found that the state senator was not guilty of second-degree assault in the case, but he was found guilty of a misdemeanor for forcibly dragging his injured girlfriend out of his apartment. Security video captured that altercation. Montserrat faces up to a year in prison for the lesser charge, but won't automatically be removed from his state Senate seat. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
President Obama's vow to close the prison at Guantanamo Bay advanced somewhat today. The House of Representatives approved a bill allowing detainees there to be transferred to the U.S. for trial. It has yet to be approved by the Senate. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.